God's own people. Good day and welcome to Believers on Board. Our Bible passage for today is from Hosea chapter 11, 1 to 4. We shall reflect on verse 4a, which says, I drew them to me with affection and love. Loving rebellious people. Loving rebellious people. Love can be very painful at times. You love someone. The more you show your love to the person, the more that individual abuses the love or runs away from it. You do everything to bring the brother or sister closer. Instead, the person goes further and further away from you. If you have ever gone through this experience, you will understand it better. It makes you feel something is wrong with you or with your love target. That was God's experience with the people of Israel. Listen to what he says. When Israel was a child, I loved him and called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I read that portion from Hosea 11, 1 to 3. God drew Israel to himself with love and affection. But the Hebrews worshipped idols instead of Yahweh their God. They worshipped Baal and burnt incense. God was tempted to abandon Israel to herself, to allow foreign nations like Egypt and Assyria to torment and rule Israel. But God didn't yield to the temptation of anger. Listen to what he said. My heart will not let me do it. My love for you is too strong. I will not punish you in my anger. I will not destroy Israel again, for I am God and not a human being. Hosea 11, 8 to 9. Oh, yes. How true that God is God and not man. A very good friend of mine loves the song, God is God, God is not man. So true. The contrast between God and man is very distinguished here. If it were man in the place of God, the children of Israel should have been severely punished for their rebellious attitude. Instead of that, Yahweh drew them to himself with affection and love. God knows how to handle his anger when dealing with weak human beings like us. We behave very badly. Instead of punishment, he gives us love, and that love is supposed to make us change from disobedience to obedience. Unfortunately, that is not always the case. Sometimes we change, and at another time, we don't. As individuals, we might have hurt God in ways that make him feel like destroying us, but his love for us is so strong. His love is stronger than his anger. He still loves us very dearly and has allowed us to continue living. Where our actions call for God's anger, but we get his love, we should think twice. That scenario cannot go on like that forever and ever. There comes a time when God refuses to show love in the face of stubborn rebellion. At that point, when he releases anger into action, the consequences can be very disastrous. Perhaps you have a relative, a friend, or colleague who has caused you physical and emotional pain. You have done everything in your power to affect a change, but all your effort has yielded no good fruits. Now you feel you have reached your limit, and nobody can blame you if you give up. Or you may be the person who has caused pain to others through disobedience or rebellion. Whichever side you are, sue for love and mutual coexistence. Good relationship pays more than angry suppression. Many people have helped you on your life's journey. For example, your parents, your teachers, your pastors, friends, colleagues. What have you done in return? Have you shown them love? Have you expressed appreciation, or you have turned your back on them? In parent-children relationship, you'll find a small scenario that describes. In parent-children relationship, you find a similar scenario as that described by Prophet Hosea between God and Israel. Some parents can tell you the pain they have received from their children. They have shown love, done every good thing a mother and father are expected to do to children, but their sons and daughters have remained stubborn, rebellious, and disobedient. If that is your experience right now, don't give up. I say, don't give up. God has not given up on you as you rebel against him. So don't do that to your own children. We should learn from God and Israel. Because of the rebellious attitude of his people, God almost gave up. But he said, my heart would not let me do it. May your own heart not allow you to give up on those who have treated your love for them with scorn. May that strong love push you on to succeed in re-establishing friendship and good relationship with them. Amen. Love is reciprocal. But if I love you and you don't love me back, it hurts me. We all need the love of each other. Don't withhold your love from anyone who genuinely loves you. You see and know that love in action. God loved Israel, but Israel turned away from him. That was rebellion. They made it worse by worshiping Baal and burning incense to idols. Never do that to God, and don't abuse the love others have for you. Maybe right now you love someone, but he or she is instead hurting you by not loving you back. Do not be bitter. Pray for that man or woman. My name is Achoa Omene. Unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.